Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Australia have included all-rounder Mitchell Johnson in their one-day international squad, which will tour England for five ODIs in June and July. Johnson has been on the sidelines with a foot injury, undergoing surgery in December, and is now poised to make a return to limited overs cricket, replacing Daniel Christian in a 15-man squad. Also in the squad is all-rounder Stephen Smith, who showed good form late on in Australia's domestic season and has also performed impressively during the Indian Premier League for the Pune Warriors. Matthew Wade maintains his place as the number one wicketkeeper, and another player making a comeback from injury is fast bowler Patrick Cummins. Pakistan have named their squads to tour Sri Lanka, handing the 2020 international captaincy to Mohammad Hafiz and confirming Misbah-ul-Haq as test skipper. Fast bowler Mohammad Sami and batsman Faisal Iqbal have also been handed recalls to the test squad, while Misbah will also lead the ODI team. Pakistan played two 2020s, five ODIs and three tests between the 1st of June and the 14th of July, and Hafiz will act as Misbah's vice-captain in the tests and ODIs. Sami last played for Pakistan in 2010, and Iqbal's last appearance came in the same year, while uncapped players Shakil Ansar, Haris Sahail, Rahat Ali, Afaq Rahim and Mohammad Ayab have also been called up. David Warner smashed an unbeaten century as the Delhi Daredevils raced to a 9-wicket win over the Deccan Chargers in Game 55 of the Indian Premier League 2012. The Chargers put up a decent score of 187 for 4, but Warner's 109 not out, and Naman Oja's unbeaten half-century saw the favourites home in the 17th over. Their partnership of 189 in 100 balls was a Delhi Daredevils record, and it puts them back on top of the table with 18 points. The West Indies batsmen struggled on the opening day of their tour game against England Lions in Northampton as they were bowled out for 147. When play was called off early due to bad light, England's second string had reached 40 for 1 in their reply on a day they took charge of early on, reducing the West Indies to 29 for 4 in the opening session.